A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Tim Murray is the host of VSiN Primetime. It airs from 5 until 8 p.m. each and every weeknight. Of course, go follow VSiN on all platforms. Download the college football or VSiN's college football betting podcast. We got the summer series going on now. Follow him on Twitter at @1TimMurray. He's driving across the country. I saw you stopped at a Love's. Have you come across any Buc-ee's yet? Oh, sorry. We actually are working to get Tim on the line. Thought we had Tim, but we're working to get him back on the line. But again, he's going through right now his preseason college. He's going through his college series. Dennis, he's actually, I think, trying to call in. We got him now. He tried to call us back. I can see the phone lines, but we're working on that.
Live radio.
You know it's live. That's how you know. Live radio. But again, Tim is back with us. Okay, Tim, I saw that you stopped at Love's. Have you run across any Buc-ee's yet?
I have not seen a Buc-ee's. I did see a sign that said, you can hold it, Buc-ee's, 250 miles.
So, okay, I take it you couldn't hold it for 250 miles.
I couldn't. I don't even remember what state I was in when I saw that. I have now crossed into Illinois. I just crossed the Mississippi River, so we weren't too far away.
Are you driving home?
I'm driving to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The Poconos outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
All right.
I'll be headed there to drop the car off. I got the doggy in the back, and we're just having a grand old time.
Is that the summer vacation?
Yeah. Long story short, it's very hot in Vegas.
Yep. I can confirm last week.
Yeah, my wife and son are going to stay back east for about 4 to 5 weeks, and my dog, who's 11, is miserable in the summertime, so I said, I'll just drive out, I'll leave my car, I'll fly back home, and then we have a beach vacation scheduled for August, and then I'll drive back home after that. So, I'm kind of crazy, but just taking it all in, baby, taking in the sights of Kansas and Nebraska.
So how many miles is that drive? Because that's got to be, you're in quadruple digits, obviously.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I almost hit triple digits on the first day from Vegas to Denver. I think it'll be around 3,000.
Yeah, one of my buddies in college, his family moved to North Carolina from, he was originally from Indiana, and he hopped in the car to drive to Pepperdine, and it was like, he said the GPS told him, turn left onto I-40 for 2,100 miles, and he was like, he's like, this is just gonna suck. Like, he's like, that's the closest I've ever been to just like being just wildly depressed.
The drive, I'll be honest, from Vegas to Denver was pretty cool. Utah's beautiful. Like, there's some crazy spots in Utah, scenic-wise. And then Colorado, I'd never driven through. And There was one point where I was like driving up to Vail, and it felt like I was in like a canyon. It was wild. So that was fun. Yesterday was pretty terrible. Denver to Omaha is the same thing the entire way.
It's literally the scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of driving that right now. I mean, the funny thing was, like, you'd just be driving in Utah and, like, randomly a city will pop up. And you're like, oh, that's where Southern Utah is. I've bet against them before.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened. Like, I was driving along and I'm running to the town in Kearney, Nebraska. I'm like, I think they have a D2 program. And sure enough, it pops up and then it goes away. I mentioned this to you. I was just driving through Iowa, and, you know, I drove through Des Moines, which is a normal-sized city, and then you're driving through nothing, and I look over my right, and I'm like, is that a NASCAR racetrack?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yes, it is. The Iowa Speedway in the middle of nowhere in Iowa. Just nothing except the giant NASCAR track.
Yeah, we are familiar with that in the South. Like, if you're just driving, you know, when you pass Talladega, it's just like nothing, and then there's Talladega. Like, where, you know, they take so much room. It's like, you ever heard anyone say, hey, I'm going to Fontana? Like, no one goes to Fontana. That's just where the racetrack is out in, you know, Southern California.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, because we, you know, with the Vegas speed track is kind of out of town. It's in the northern part of Vegas. So, if you're driving to Utah, you drive past the Las Vegas Speedway. So, there's not a ton out there. I mean, growing up in the D.C. area, going to the beach in Delaware, you used to always drive by Dover.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, for the most part, kind of, there was things around it, but I had the vision of being like, oh my God, how miserable would it be to be on this highway on a race day? Like, would the traffic be like 25 miles deep?
I mean, there's only, the problem with that one is in there basically, isn't it like Foxborough? There's like one way in, one way out. So like if it's a race day, like it's, you know, whatever, 100,000 people all going to the same place and leaving the same place.
Well, yeah. I mean, I drove past Lincoln last night. I drove past Iowa City today. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, man, if you're going to an Iowa game or a Nebraska game, and obviously for those two particular fan bases, I imagine most of them are local. But like, imagine driving to Lincoln on this two-lane highway where there's going to be 105,000 people on that Saturday and be like, yep, I'm going to be stuck on this road for 5 hours.
And this is why I now, you have to work really hard to get me to go to games. It's like, yep, I could watch, let's see. You're telling me I could watch 40 games on my couch or I could go see one? Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the 40 thing.
No, I mean, it's hard to disagree. I mean, I try to go to a UNLV game every year, but I only go when they play, like, on a Friday night. I'm never going to go, like, a Saturday afternoon UNLV game? No chance. But, yeah, you give me, like, UNLV Boise this year, for instance, end of October, Friday night. I'm like, that's perfect. Two best teams, arguably, in that conference going head-to-head on a Friday night. I'm like, that is the perfect. And even for viewing pleasure, like, that's why the MAC has done what they've done.
Yep.
It's Conference USA, Sun Belt to an extent. You know, if you want eyeballs, you got to be different. Because when the SEC and the Big Ten are playing their games, people ain't turning away to go see Coastal Carolina play.
Well, I mean, we're starting to see it now. I mean, the Big Ten's going to play. I mean, I think what it was Washington's like first 2 months. Yeah. I don't think they have a Saturday game.
Yeah, a lot of Friday games. And to be honest, I'm sure some of those fan bases are disappointed, but from my standpoint, you know, you're getting, and those are going to be on network television.
Yeah.
Those are all going to be Fox games. Like, there are a couple FS1 games too, but for the most part, they're all big Fox games. And you're never going to get, more than likely, like an Ohio State or a Michigan to play on those days because they don't need to. But like, if you're UCLA, yeah, give me a Friday night game, 9 o'clock Eastern. You know, 6 o'clock local time. There probably won't be a ton of people in attendance, but let's be honest, there's not going to be a ton of people in attendance on a Saturday either.
Yeah. You told me that you've done your deep dive. You did 30 years of history on the Heisman Trophy in the winter. I was thinking about this. How often How often, it feels to me like whoever the favorite is in October, that guy never wins. What did you kind of discover as you're going through all the research?
So basically, you're pretty accurate in this sense. Like Caleb Williams, for example, when he won it 2 years ago, he was preseason 8-1.
Yeah.
However, you could have got him at, I think, 11-1 in November. So essentially what I figured out was you're going to get a better number probably later on in the year. So you've got like Carson Beck is 8-1 right now. Quinn Ewers is 9-1 in that range. There are very few examples, at least in the last 25 years, where you can't get a better number at some point. Now, Joe Burrow, for instance, you could have got a great number preseason. You know, he was famously 200-1 in February, and then he closed around 40-1 before the season started, and then they became arguably the best football team we've ever seen in college football history in 2019. But there are very few instances where someone just runs away and hides with the Heisman Trophy. Like Lamar Jackson did it because they put up that 63 spot on Florida State.
And then they had the Syracuse game where he like did the hurdle.
And then he also played very well against Clemson in a loss.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they lost the last two games of the regular season, but he was such a massive favorite, running away. The famous one to me, and it brings a little tie to you guys, at least semi-locally, was Leonard Fournette prior to the Alabama-LSU game in 2015, which was, I think, early November.
It's always like that first weekend of November.
Yeah. So Leonard Fournette was minus 250 going into that game, and Derrick Henry was, I believe, 5-1. And Leonard Fournette ran for 31 yards and then didn't even get invited to New York City. There are a couple crazy ones that I kind of forgot about that heading into championship weekends that you could have got a really good number. Devontae Smith was like 2-1 going into championship weekend. He ultimately won the Heisman Trophy. Do you remember, this wasn't that long ago, Kyler Murray heading into championship weekend in 2018 was 7-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Tua was minus 1,000, meaning put $1,000 down to win 100, and he didn't win the Heisman because he got benched against Georgia in the middle of the game.
Wait, Tua or Hurts?
Tua, that was the year, so it flipped, right? So Hurts got benched
the SEC championship game.
And then Hurts all year long were like, you know, Saban shouldn't play him in more than four games to save a year of eligibility, you know. And then he puts him in at halftime, I think, against Georgia in the SEC championship game, and he gets them the victory. If my memory serves me correct, that wasn't the year that Georgia won the title, whatever, regardless.
No, that's the year Alabama got beat by Clemson in Santa Clara.
And then a couple other ones that I just like, you know, doing the deep dive on that were interesting to me. In week 10 of 2011, RG3 was 75-1 to win the Heisman Trophy.
And then the Oklahoma game.
Happened, and he had almost 500 yards passing and four touchdowns. They didn't lose another game, and I'm trying to remember. I did the whole deep dive. It's on the podcast, which is out now, but I think it was Andrew Luck.
I'm pretty sure that was Luck, the year Luck was supposed to win.
So, long story short, as I said on the podcast, you should be looking for long shots now. Some of these shorter shots, you probably will get a better number. And then I completely contradicted myself because I'm in on Nico. I bet him 18-1. I'm just like, I just want to bet on Nico. I like the weapons. I like Heupel's system. Their schedule is pretty manageable. They do play Georgia. They play Alabama. But I'm in on Nico. I just maybe it's because I want to say Imaleava, even though I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But I bet him at 18-1. But I do think, like, I think this is where you get really wacky and, like, could have put a couple bucks on, like, hey, what if Quinn Ewers gets hurt? What happens to Arch Manning? Arch Manning's 100-1. You know, Dylan Raiola at Nebraska, probably not going to win it. But at 120-1, you look at their schedule, they'll be a favorite in every single game before they play Ohio State at the end of October. So you take these kind of roulette chip type of plays, and then on the favorites, like, once again, we talked about, I think, on your show, Bo Nix, after they lost to Washington last year, was 30-1. Did he ultimately win the Heisman? No, but he was minus 180 going into the Pac-12 championship game, so you could have got Jaden Daniels at a really good price. C.J. Stroud, 3 years ago, 30-1 after September, and then he goes and, you know, throws for 6 touchdowns in the first half against Michigan State, who was undefeated at the time. He was around a pick'em going into the Michigan game, and you could have got off with, you know, Bryce Young or whatever it was. So there were opportunities at different times to bet different players throughout the season.
That Kyler year that you're talking about, I have so little recollection. Is that the year they played Bama in the Orange Bowl for the playoff game, where they were like, that was the least competitive. I think they backdoor covered, but they were down like 35-0. Like, there's so little that I remember about that season for them.
Notre Dame played Clemson, and Clemson won like 30-3, and then Alabama was up like 28-0 in the first quarter against Oklahoma. And we're like, oh, here we go again. Sweet. This is awesome.
Well, I think that's the real question. Do we think the games are going to be better with 12 teams?
I do. I do. I think the first round is going to be very competitive, because what have we said all along? That there has always seemed to be kind of an upper tier, and then the middle class is more close.
Mushy.
So, like, if Oregon, for example, let's say Oregon doesn't win the Big Ten, and they're the 5 seed, is their game going to be competitive against Boise State or maybe Memphis? Probably not. But like 7 versus 10, let's say that's Penn State versus, you know, Missouri or Ole Miss. Like, I think that game will be really competitive. So I personally do. It's like the more games, the better. And then the blowouts, maybe they go by the wayside. Look, last year was the anomaly, right, where we had competitive semifinals.
Yes.
Very rarely do we have that, right? We had Alabama-Michigan, which was an awesome game.
We had two games that came down to the last play.
Right. It was a great way to end the 4-team playoff, because the 4-team playoff, if we're being honest, kind of sucked. Like, it was never really that competitive. I think with the 12-team playoff, you're just getting more opportunities for closer games. And then, you know, I even think the quarterfinals are going to be pretty close. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the semifinals. But, no, I personally, since the day this playoff came out, I've been all in on it. I think it's going to be awesome. I love the fact that we have campus sites. I do like the fact that the G5's always going to have a seat at the table, even if they may or may not be competitive. And, you know, but I think it's going to be really compelling to see how it all plays out. And then, you know, I think the unique thing about this year is that the SEC and the Big Ten, have two of the 4 best teams entering the year. Two of those teams, at minimum, are going to play the opening weekend. And then the Big 12, which is going to just be like a round robin of dominant, like just beating each other up, the winner is going to get a bye, which is going to be pretty wild. That, I'm telling you right now, the Big 12 champion will be an underdog and maybe a touchdown plus underdog in the quarterfinals.
No, I think that's more than fair. All right, buddy, safe travels.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.